Welcome to today's audiocast from Aviation International News, the most respected source for business aviation news.
This is Aviation International News online editor Chad Trotvetter reporting. On the eve of the annual Cirrus owner migration event in Duluth, Minnesota, Cirrus chairman Alan Klapmeyer today announced that he has assembled a team to acquire the aircraft manufacturer's Vision SF-50 single-engine jet program from majority owner Arcapita Bank. We talked with Klapmeyer earlier today to find out more details about this interesting development and why he's proposing to do this.
What we announced was that I'm putting together a group to raise the money necessary to purchase and, obviously importantly, complete the jet program, the Vision Jet, that we've been working on now for quite a number of years.
Now, why are you doing this?
Well, there's a lot of reasons why, but what it basically comes down to is that obviously in this kind of challenging economic environment, we have to look at alternative ways to fund projects. While Cirrus is still moving forward with the airplane on internal funding, it was always assumed that there would be some kind of external financing necessary to complete the project. So it comes down to the various ways that you can do that financing. I happen to believe that one effective path is to find new investors, separate the companies, and bring new capital into a new structure to complete the airplane.
It's a difficult time to be getting investors, though. Have you had any luck in this?
Well, it certainly is a difficult time, but we're very optimistic about it. We've met with a lot of people across the country in sort of an exploratory phase so far and gotten a very good response. We certainly get a lot of interest first just based on the airplane. It's a product that ought to get done. Secondly, clearly we have some experience that we can bring to the table. We've done this before. We know how to build airplanes. We know how to certify airplanes. We know how to sell airplanes. And so that does get us good interest. Now, having said that, obviously it is a tough time to raise capital. And so that means fewer projects are going to get done. We think this is one of the projects that deserves to get done, and we're going to go find the money to do that.
Now, how much money are you looking for, and how will you complete the project? I know you talked about having the aircraft built by Cirrus and also not by Cirrus. Can you just give us some estimates of how much it would take just to just develop the program and have Cirrus build it versus doing everything?
Well, first of all, it's an iterative process. We've begun the negotiations with Arcapita, the majority owner of Cirrus. But what the final structure of this, what the final financial structure would look like in terms of Arcapita and Cirrus's continued participation, how we and where we would build the airplane, all of those are kind of open issues, which is partly why we decided it was inevitable that this become more public, because we're just talking to a lot of people about it, meaning more people know what's going on. And as we circle in on what this final approach will be, those are the open questions on the table. Clearly, one possibility is that Cirrus stays involved and builds the airplane. Another possibility is that we set up a new company, a new process to build the airplane, which is, I could still have Cirrus and Arcapita involved. Nope. And that was always an open question, even with Cirrus, is where would we build the airplane? Would it be in the current facilities? Would it be adding on to those facilities? Would it be new facilities in Duluth and Grand Forks or elsewhere? So a lot of those kinds of questions are still open.
Now, what do you envision, say you do get investors, and by the end of the year, let's say that by the end of the year you go ahead and make this a separate company, how long do you think it'll take to develop the airplane and get it into service?
Well, the company's making progress on it right now, so that'll be continuing either way as Cirrus moves forward. What we want to do is bring additional capital to the program and accelerate. Under that accelerated program, I think it's still kind of 3 years out, late 2012 sort of certification, end of 2012, beginning of 2013, kind of hypothetical first deliveries. One of the things that we've tried to always do is make sure we're clear about what we know, what we think we know, and what we're sure we don't know. And because of that, we've made sure we weren't promising performance. We weren't promising specifications. We weren't promising production dates, and we weren't promising prices, because a lot of those have to be there's information that has to be learned. So we made a lot of progress. We now know much more about performance. We know much more about cost and schedule. But there's still some variables in there.
Now, would you take a complete look at the airplane again, engines, avionics, or do you consider those to be everything to be set and you just be continuing the program as is?
Well, I certainly expect to be continuing the program as is. Having said that, you always are reviewing alternatives, and as you get further down the road, the ability to change things gets tougher to stay on schedule. We will obviously look at other options going forward, either with this airplane or derivatives of it. But at this point, I'd say that we're pretty happy with the airplane as it is, how it's doing, both from a flight test and a cost and configuration point of view.
Now let's talk about you. Say you are successful in developing a new company. Would you have to resign as chairman of Cirrus?
Yeah, I will certainly not be chairman of Cirrus going forward. I still have a position on the board, which I suppose will end up being part of the negotiation. And I'll be close to Cirrus because it is my heritage. It is my background. They are my friends. But how this all shakes out will be an open question.
And who would you bring over from Cirrus to help you with the jet project?
Well, that would be an open question as well. One of the advantages of this program is that it's not a startup. There is an engineering team in place. There is manufacturing know-how. There's a lot of capability. And in the end, you can't really make people go one way or another. I'm assuming we'll have a very cooperative discussion with Cirrus about the division of those kinds of resources.
And I imagine,
but then it comes down to where do people choose to go? And some people will choose to continue to work on the piston airplane. Some people will choose, assuming there are positions available, to work on the jet. And I assume in the long run, people will go back and forth.
And I imagine you want to keep the new company in Duluth. That's your home base.
Well, certainly my preference is to keep it in Duluth. And that's always been the likely choice. But again, it is something that we're going to have to evaluate, from a kind of a rational production point of view.
Now,
there are obviously other alternatives.
When do you expect to know more about whether this is going to be successful or whether it's you're not going to be able to do it? Is there a timeline for this?
No, I'm pretty optimistic about it, obviously, but we do expect there to be, a lot of individual investors involved, and just by the very nature of that, it's going to take a bunch of time to round up everybody, get their documentation all signed and done, and at the same time complete the negotiation with Arcapita.
Are you working on a timeline, or is this open right now?
I'd call it an open timeline in that it will remain an option on the table. Obviously, from a practical point of view, sooner is better. The sooner that we can find the money, the sooner we can close the negotiation and move on, the better for everybody involved. Just get rid of the uncertainty.
Now, say that this isn't successful and Cirrus continues the jet program. You're saying it's going to be longer than 3 years before they finish it?
Well, you'd have to ask Cirrus what their schedule is, and I think it would be safe to say that would still be contingent on raising capital on the economy. The more Cirrus SR-22s that get sold, the faster the jet's going to get done.
So they need more capital,
reality, right?
Right. So in the current climate,
really unfortunate. The last 6 months have been very difficult for obviously aviation, but the economy in general, and has naturally disrupted people's schedules, any schedule that's based upon a current cash flow, a generation of cash by the company, has been more difficult.
Anything else you want to add, Alan?
Only that it's a beautiful day in Duluth, and it's fun to be having the conversation more openly. The exploratory process that we've gone through has left us in a pretty optimistic position that we can get this done, and I think if we can, it's beneficial for everybody.
Thank you for listening to today's audiocast from Aviation International News. For the latest business aviation news, go to www.ainonline.com.